Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Z102.9, 602, and we are live and local in the Marion Public Library.
Ready to rock and roll with the live Morning Scramble Favorite Things show. Oh my goodness, how great is it? Like, we are in the Marion Public Library, but just a, you know, stone's throw away from Uptown Marion, and the lights are on right now.
Let's describe that scene, just the beautiful park.
Holy which charming.
The skating loop opened a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
The beautiful lit tree is in the center of that skating loop. They've converted the rail depot into, not the shack, the skate shack,
yeah.
Yes. There's a life-size present that you can, like, it's Selfieville all over that beautiful park.
Just gorgeous, so adorable. I'm so excited to be here as we get ready for the holiday season.
Yes. So soon, this room, which you can kind of hear is a little echoey right now because it's just you and me.
That's it.
But we've got treats galore. The Eat Shop has dropped off a lovely breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
We've got goodies already set out for our 15 winners, and each one of them is bringing a guest. And then we have four mystery tables in the back. That will be loaded down with our favorite things once our mystery companies, which we will be unveiling this morning, show up with their wares.
So excited. This is going to be all great ideas to get your kind of holiday shopping, your lists, your thinking at least of what to get people. You can find some really great items at these local businesses. So I'm so excited to get inspired.
Also, by the way, just speaking of inspiration, if you've not been in the Marion Public Library, just the furniture we're using as our set, very comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
We got this from kind of that lounge area up on the second floor. The lighting, even in this conference room, is pretty, like, futuristic. I feel like I'm on a set of Tron.
It looks like Tron.
We're on the side that actually has the demonstration cooking kitchen, which it looks like they have cameras up there, so when they do those classes.
And as soon as we get a minute, I want to run over to the kids section of the library because they have that huge in-wall light bright thing.
Yes.
I want to light that thing up. So
well, why don't we send Marcy and Kate over there to make a Z102.9 or Morning Scramble logo.
Mission.
In the kids section.
And mission then accepted.
I think we'll be set to go. Okay, we've got trinkets, we've got goodies, we've got food from the Eat Shop, we've got you, we've got me.
Some of our favorite things.
We're ready to go for favorite things with the Morning Scramble. And, of course, we're live, so we're doing our entire show as one would expect on a Tuesday morning.
Exactly. All the things you know and love about the Morning Scramble, including Z's Sleaze, where Tara Reid had a heck of a weekend. She was in Chicago, and she went to a hotel bar, had a drink. Left on a stretcher.
What?
What exactly? What?
I go to many hotel bars in Chicago. I'm a little worried.
I know, right? A little concerning. We'll check in with Tara Reid and see what exactly happened at that Chicago bar coming up in Z's Sleaze. And Wicked for Good hit theaters, and either you saw it or you didn't, and you're going to.
I'm in the gonna see it
you're
category.
You're gonna see it eventually. Yes. Huge, huge hit at the box office. But now, like, this completes the Wicked series, and what do you do after that? You take this timeless classic and you make it into a horror movie.
Wizard of Oz horror?
Not one, but two Wizard of Oz horror films.
What?
To tell you about. Coming up in Z's Sleaze at 6:45. I know. And we are getting ready for Thanksgiving. And we, on the Morning Scramble in the past, we have done the side dish showdown where we try to figure out which side dish at Thanksgiving is the best side dish of all.
Yes.
But we've never actually flipped it and done what's the worst. I mean, I guess by bracketing it, you kind of figure out in competition who doesn't make it through the first round.
But if you gave me, like, the one that's got to go.
Yeah. Who on your plate has to go?
I don't like green bean casserole.
Ding, ding, ding.
Really?
They surveyed people and asked them if they had to ban something from Thanksgiving dinner, what would it be? And 40% said green bean casserole. It was the most popular answer.
And the problem, green bean casserole makers, is cream of mushroom soup. It disgusts me.
I don't like mushrooms. You and I are in the same camp on
yes.
this. The little crispy oniony thingies.
Love them.
Love them. Green beans?
Love them.
Mushroom soup? I
hate them.
Do you think you could make it with a different cream of soup?
Potato?
Do they have like a cream of soup?
You know
soup?
What? Would a cream of celery, which they make, ruin the flavor of a green bean casserole?
Does anybody make it with cream of celery?
Cream of green bean?
Do they have a cream of green bean?
I don't know if there's a... Is there a cream of green bean?
How have they not? If they make it with cream of celery, why couldn't you make a cream of green bean?
I think you should just, I don't know how to get a hold of the Campbell's people.
Wouldn't that just enhance the green bean flavor?
I don't, now, be careful. I want some, not too much green bean flavor.
Oh, it's going to be so flavorful.
Wait, we're missing the total, the answer's right in front of us.
What?
Cream of crispy onion soup. That's what we need.
Cream of onion soup.
Cream of onion soup.
Cream of onion soup.
I think, actually, cream of onion soup is very versatile. You could be using that in a French onion, but make it a creamy soup.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cream of onion soup.
Okay.
There it is.
Okay. We just fixed green bean casserole.
We did. And
we
nobody asked
you.
Us. But
nobody
we did.
Asked us to. But
you're welcome.
Yeah.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Z102.9, it is 6, what time is it? 18.
6:18.
The morning scramble, yeah, 6:18.
Yeah.
I'm guessing if things went the wrong way at my house this morning, this would be about the time I would have probably arrived. I would have been that late.
Oh, my goodness.
I had to take 3 trips from the kitchen to outside. Trash.
Ooh, trash day.
We have some special chocolates from the Marion Chocolate Shop that
yes.
Shannon picked up, so I had to bring those so I couldn't forget those. And then just the rest of my stuff.
But you're a one-trip guy.
I am, but things were not playing nicely. Like, I've got 2 cups and a little backpack of snacks, and all the chocolates came in a box and a trash bag. So I actually made multiple trips. I know, I'm violating my own rule.
This doesn't sound like you.
And
are you sure you didn't hit your head?
No, maybe. But this is where things could have gone south badly. On the last trip, as I'm rounding the corner, I look down, and what do my wandering eyes see? A cat.
Oh.
There was a cat in my garage about ready to walk into my house.
Inside the garage?
Inside the garage, 2 paws up on the steps in the garage, ready to enter the mudroom.
Uh-oh.
And he saw me, and then he, boop, skittled off. Just this little precious little cat who's just there.
How sweet.
I know, but my worry would have been I would have had to, yeah, catch him. And then Roland wouldn't know what to do, and then that would wake up Shannon.
Yeah.
All of this, by the way, in the wee hours of the early 3s, right?
Well, yeah.
You don't want a random neighborhood cat wandering your house when the clock isn't even at 3:30.
It was like near you, like it wanted to be around you. Like
no, I think it was
social.
Curious.
Okay.
And we know we have a couple neighborhood cats that are well-fed, but I still think they don't live indoors.
Okay.
So he was just doing what he does. He was prowling. But, yeah, the garage door was wide open. He could have walked right in.
Ooh.
Luckily, did not.
You did not let the cat in.
I think I scared it.
You're sure? There's no part of you that's like, did I let the cat in?
Well, there was no part until you just said, is there a part? Now there's a part.
I just planted a seed
yes.
of doubt.
No, because the footprints only did go one way.
Yeah.
And I thought I saw it scamper in the opposite direction,
okay.
But maybe my eyes deceived me. I don't know.
I hope it's not in your house. You're gonna
no
be in
kidding.
Big trouble.
Well, I haven't got a weird text yet, so
okay.
We'll see what happens.
Hopefully the cat didn't make it into the house. That would be a surprise to your wife. I've got a surprise for you.
Yes.
When I was discussing what we should have for breakfast this morning with the fine folks at the Eat Shop for our favorite things
mm-hmm.
episode, she was running through the menu, and, you know, they have a fantastic bakery. And one of the items on their catering menu caught my eye because they do little individual cheesecakes.
There's cheesecake over there?
There is, yeah.
What?
Little cheesecake bites. Now, I don't
cheesecake
know.
Cheesecake for breakfast?
The thing is, I know it's an unconventional food, but it is, you know, like, it's a sweet. It might as well be, like, what is a cream cheese Danish, right?
It's a dessert breakfast item.
It's fine. It's totally fine.
Someone showed me there is a very heavily frosted cinnamon roll. That's also kind of a dessert.
Yeah.
Sticky buns,
now,
dessert.
Is it rude to help ourselves first?
That technically is for the guests.
It is for the guests.
So, but then again, they're not here yet, so they wouldn't know we had cheesecake.
They would have, you know what? If that plate just disappeared, how's they going
to
know?
There's a full table next to us that should hold the cheesecake. This is a cheesecake table. This is the, it's, I always say it now, it's on a round tray.
Uh-huh,
it would
uh-huh.
fit this table perfectly.
Yes. you know what
flavors of cheesecake do we have for breakfast?
For the decoration alone, I mean, it's,
yes,
we've got some beautiful raspberries. Mm. I think there's some chocolate and something else.
It's part of our good. Set.
It's set dressing.
Cheesecake for breakfast.
Mm. Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Z102.9, 701 now. It's the morning scramble. Cedar Rapids will reactivate two automated traffic enforcement cameras starting on the 2nd of December, which I believe is a Tuesday.
How do you know that? That is crazy.
I am a calendar savant.
Wow.
If it's in the next 7 days.
He knows the calendar like it's the back of his hand.
If it's in the next 7 days, friends.
I could not tell you. If it's a Tuesday.
Don't even know if that's right or not.
Friday. I don't know.
So now four on the S-curve. Both one each coming in, one each going out. You look at me like I'm to blame for this.
It's not you.
You need
me.
To be smart.
I am to blame. It's
when just, you drive. Okay, there's already a sign there.
But here's the thing. No, but here's the thing.
Yes.
That's also where the speed increases.
It is. And that's tempting.
And there's like an on-ramp and an off-ramp.
Uh-huh.
And you know, sometimes Claire needs to go fast.
Why? To avoid the law?
I've like, got a need for speed.
It's just in your soul?
It's
Tell
in my
me more,
nature.
Maverick.
It's in my nature to go fast.
Okay.
I do two things. I talk on the radio and I drive real fast.
Oh, Ricky Bobby.
Can't help it. I can't help it.
My co-host for favorite things. For Claire and everyone else, get it out of your system. You have a month. There's warnings until January 1st, and then after that, they will be issuing tickets.
First warning.
That was our year is your first warning.
This is my first warning.
As of yesterday, there are extra law enforcement officers out on roadways. It's a special Thanksgiving traffic enforcement week. That happens always this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
The Governor Traffic Safety Bureau says there were 17 fatalities or serious injury crashes just last Thanksgiving. The goal every year, of course, is zero. This special enforcement will be looking for people who are speeding. And again, we are a hands-free state now.
That's right.
So looking for phones while driving. So they're going to run this through the end of November. And we used to have Trooper Bob come in all the time.
Yeah.
And in addition to safe driving, there's also like responsible. Let people know when you leave.
Yes.
And when you plan to arrive. It's okay to make a hands-free call to let them know how the road trip is going.
Mm-hmm.
They get so many calls at the State Patrol when people are late.
Yeah, we haven't seen them. We expected them at this time.
Now, if you see some sort of activity or somebody stranded, it's okay. Don't feel bad you're calling 911. That's what they're there to do.
Okay.
Also, know the weather and be prepared. Traveling on Thanksgiving Day is going to be fine. But like you're out today with a little extra fog.
Yeah, tomorrow.
That's going to take a little extra time. We've got a room full of people ready for the Thanksgiving holiday.
Yeah.
I thought this was the perfect crowd to talk about things not to talk about at Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay. Hit me.
University of Iowa professor and psychologist. Nope, not psychiatrist.
Psychologist?
So, number one.
What is he?
He studies psyches. Psychologist.
So, this is totally legit information, okay?
Michelle Williams, not the actress, says to plan ahead and give some good thought to conversation starters, things that don't include the following. Don't talk about inflation, healthcare, price of gas.
What am I going to talk about?
Or the economy.
What am I supposed to bring up?
Because all of those.
Justin Bieber peeing on a golf course.
There's one.
Ugh.
Yes. Two.
My
your need for speed. Also good to do a little research because usually this is a relative who's going to be at the house that you only see on Facebook. So maybe they've been on a trip recently
or
has posted a picture. So you at least have some common ground you can talk about.
Okay.
Safe topics. Justin Bieber peeing.
That's totally
weirdly cute. Made the list.
Really?
Football.
Okay.
What's that face?
What am I going to say? The team's doing good?
Halftime shows.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, Jack White, I believe, right?
How are the kids?
Oh, Lord. Yep. They're getting so big.
Things you have in common with your relatives would be good. Now.
Blood?
Blood.
Do you have any diseases?
No. I'm going to add diseases as a thing not to talk about.
Hereditary diseases.
I would not. No, but.
That could be a thing.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Most Thanksgiving conversations in my household end with who has died recently.
Yes, they do.
How they died. Mm-hmm. And potentially their maiden or middle name.
Oh, yeah.
That's good stuff.
Now, is that a cousin or,
Now, you remember, she was a Hartzler, right?
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
did she marry into the family or?
Nobody knows.
She cousin Ned's kid.
She's Ned's kid.
Okay.
And that's The Buzz.
It's the Morning Scramble. Merry Christmas. Z102.9.
Morning Scramble's favorite things live in Marion. We are ready to get the show underway.
We practiced this.
Okay, audience, drum roll. Our first Marion business that we will be introducing to you is Mode in College Road Square, Marion. Danielle Rings, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. We're super excited that you're willing to be a part of our Favorite Things episode.
Oh, me too.
You're dressed very festively.
Oh, well, thank you. And, of course, this sweater came from my store.
That was a question I set you up for.
Oh, totally.
Sorry. Yes. Sorry about that.
No, it looks great.
Great.
Thank you.
So you're ready for the holiday season?
We are.
I saw a post yesterday. You guys have a bunch of scarves and gloves and...
lots and lots of accessories for gift giving and stocking stuffers. Boxes and boxes of sweaters, now that it's going to be chilly.
Yes, finally caught up with us.
Yes.
I'm excited for puffy vests. Are those still something that you're seeing fashion-wise?
Yes, we have puffy vests, and they are the long version, so they're kind of, they cover your bottom, and you can sit down in the car in them.
I like
keep warm.
Booty coverage.
Booty cover vests, yes. Are good stuff. Yes. Yes.
Yes, yes.
Lots of women do.
Yes. It just kind of, you know, a little bit of safety. So what are some of the trends?
Oh, trends right now. Everybody asks about jeans and what people are wearing for jeans. And really, at this point, you can wear anything you want.
Any denim.
Yeah.
Any
really
silhouette.
True. Yeah. Skinny. They're showing skinny again. They're showing low cut, which was, you know, the low cut that everybody swore they would never wear again.
It's happening.
It is happening.
Brace yourself.
And high rise still in.
Okay, great. Good.
So everything. Anything you have, wear it.
So just, I'm going to walk into that store and not understand a thing you just said, but you can point me in the right direction.
I absolutely can.
Okay, good to know.
And you've got two locations as well, right?
Correct.
We've got Marion, yes. The Marion location, yep. And then a shop in Newbow as well.
Yes, and it is right next door to Scribe. So,
okay,
very
fantastic.
Good.
Down
yes.
And see us both.
Wonderful. What is the item that you have brought in for our live studio audience?
Let's show them, Bob. Who's Bob? Ooh. We should have rehearsed this at least once.
Oh, my goodness.
We actually have signs telling the audience what they need to do. So they've been told to ooh, ah, and applaud.
You guys can go ahead and distribute as we open
and
our bag, too.
You're doing a great job, audience.
They
okay.
are.
We brought a pair of earrings for everyone today.
Ooh.
You didn't get to pick your earrings, but you could trade with your neighbor. And, you know, jewelry is one thing that we sell through so much of. We sell more jewelry than anything else in the
store. Those are fun.
It always fits. It's inexpensive. It's $14.99 every single day, bracelets, necklaces, and earrings. So everybody got a pair of earrings today, and I decided... I think everybody will get a 40% off coupon, too.
Yay!
Fun! Yay!
So we will
pass, they like that.
We will pass those out when I get done.
This is a really great stocking stuffer. Yeah, you're
absolutely.
Right. Gift for anybody.
Yes. For the gentleman in the audience, if you don't want to wear these earrings, you're welcome to gift them to someone that you know or your neighbor or
Claire.
The person
or Claire will
you.
Take them,
or
too,
Claire.
You guys. It's fine.
Yes.
I'll take anything you don't want.
Yes,
you're welcome.
Because most women would appreciate a piece of jewelry.
Agreed.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I love, too, it's the best thing about jewelry is it's the perfect stocking item because it fits right in the stocking stuffer.
And always so affordable at Mode, $14.99 every day. It's always been that way, 10 years, and it's going to continue to be that way. So
Love it. Great, affordable, great holiday shopping.
Yes.
Danielle, thank you so much for being a part of our favorite thing.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
It's the Morning Scramble, Z102.9.
Morning Scramble Favorite Things. We are live at the Marion Public Library.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, big thanks to Marion Chamber, City of Marion, Medco, and Uptown Marion for being a part of the Morning Scramble's Favorite Things. And we're very excited to unveil our next local business.
From Swamp Fox Bookstore, this is Terry LeBlanc, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. So excited that you're here. Love doing a little bit of reading myself. And
wonderful.
You know what? The gift of a book is a wonderful thing, is it not?
It is. It's the gift that keeps on giving all year round and for years to come.
I have to imagine, though, it's a little bit tricky.
Mm-hmm.
When somebody walks in, how does that process work? If they're like, I know that I've got like somebody who enjoys reading, how do you help somebody through that?
My favorite part of my job is actually talking to people and figuring out exactly the right book to give them or that they can gift to someone. And we always have gift cards, too, if you struggle.
That's nice. But you kind of have a spidey sense to that.
We do. I've learned that kind of hand selling skill came really handy during COVID, and it just has accelerated as we've grown the store.
Is it fair to say that if I know it's a popular title and it readily available, you could probably find it for me if you don't have it?
Yes.
Is that an iffy question?
Yep. We're able to order most books that are in print. It usually takes 7 to 10 days. The last time to kind of get one is probably to order special order a book would be the first Friday in December. After that, it can be really tough to get something in on time.
And that's a good day to know, too, because actually I was at your store exactly a year ago. I got some friends of mine. We all got the same book. From a local author that we could kind of do our own book club together. So now we've got a good date if you want to do some sort of ordering.
Exactly.
Fantastic. And you've got a lot of connections with some local authors as well.
We do. We have worked with Heather Gudenkoff just recently, and we actually have an exciting event coming up in February 2026 with Heather. Ooh. We're excited to announce that CJ Box is coming to Marion. We'll be doing an event with him on Saturday, February 28th at the Giving Tree Theater. Tickets are on sale as of right now.
Excellent.
Oh, which would make a lovely gift.
It would. If you have a suspense thriller fan in your life, we'd love to invite you to that event. We do tons of free events as well here at the Marion Public Library. And we have another event in early February with Marissa Walls from Chicago. And that will be out at Lyle Park, which will be a new venue for us. But we're excited to have one out there, too.
Can we talk about shopping hours? We've got a lot of, you know, special events coming up, Black Friday and Small Saturday. When are you guys open?
We are open 9 o'clock on Black Friday and Small Business Saturday. So, and we'll be open till 3 or 4 on both those days.
What's a good reference point if people are trying to find you? Because you're not quite in the Uptown area, but just a little further past that for
I tell everybody that we are across the street from Sweet Cheesecake, kitty corner from Pizza Hut.
And suddenly they know exactly where you are.
They do. And as a book it kid myself, the fact that our store is kitty corner from Pizza Hut is
Yeah.
Aww. So we have a ton of book it gear if you've got a book it kid and or you're a book it kid yourself. We kind of specialize in that
they
kind of fun stuff.
They still do personal pan pizzas?
They do.
Do you have to finish a book before you're allowed to go to lunch?
I mean, you're an adult, so you can do whatever you would like.
Okay. We don't play by the rules necessarily. Okay.
Well, just by the surprise and delight of getting that personal pan pizza when you finish your book, how about we surprise and delight our audience with our next item from Swamp Fox Bookstore. Wheel that on up here, please.
Ah. I love the power of the blue.
I love it.
Ooh, I'm going to hand this off to Claire. It is a sealed envelope.
Ooh.
We will start handing them out to everyone. It's beautiful on the front, by the way.
Thank you. That artwork is done by Minnesota artist Kevin Cannon. As a member of one of our regional professional associations, he does artwork for every bookstore in the Midwest region.
Now, we've got some lovely bookmarks in here. Tell me about this.
So those are designed by local artist Kristen Folden. She does the watercolor work on them, and then we print them locally, and then we sell them in the shop. We have a variety of different bookmarks that she's designed in the store.
I've seen a Pizza Hut one, a Book It one, right?
Yes. She did the Book It
one. I saw that online.
It says, I did it all for the personal pan pizza. We commissioned that one.
Love it. Okay, and a sticker in here as well?
Yep, and the sticker is of the logo that's on the front. And then if you flip it over, there's a coupon on the back. So you can come visit our store. Or you can shop online 24/7, 365. So yes, when you're doom scrolling Instagram at 3 a.m. and you find a book you want, you can go to swampboxbookstore.com and buy it right then.
They never close.
Exactly.
We never close.
You've got business hours, but you're always available.
Right. Yep, our entire inventory, plus almost, like I said earlier, any book that you can pretty much order that's in print, you can search for it on our website.
Why not order it here and keep it local?
Exactly.
Love it. Terry, thank you so much for being a part of our favorite thing.
Thank you. We continue with more Morning Scramble Favorite Things in Marion. Stand by.
Merry Christmas. This is the Morning Scramble on Z102.9.
The Morning Scramble's Favorite Things live from Marion. Oh, what a fantastic morning as we get our holiday shopping started. Remember to shop small. We've got some great business suggestions, some great ideas to get your shopping started. And our next guest on the Morning Scramble's Favorite Things is C-Love. We've got Joni Evans with us. Good morning, Joni.
Hi, how are you?
We're great. How are
you? We're fantastic.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. You're caffeinated and ready to go.
Yay. Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about C-Love. If someone hasn't been, what is your store about?
We make candles. So you have the opportunity to come in as a customer and blend your own scents. So we have 107
fragrances. I could make candles.
Yes. So you guys pour your own candle. You get to pick between 107 scents to choose from.
How many is too many?
I think 5.
If you gave me a snow cone, sure, I would fill it with all the flavors.
You do a suicide.
So, yeah, could you do a suicide candle?
We call it that, and we do that often.
Okay.
So, you really?
Yeah, and it still smells good. If you want to know what notes you're picking, I'd say stick to 3.
Okay.
You know, otherwise they still smell good.
And some work much better together than others, right?
Absolutely. You know, but we do have, like, we have families that will bring little boys in, and they come up with the most interesting combinations,
yes,
I would say. I would say, like, chocolate chip cookie and earth. And
that's a candle?
Cashmere. And they love it.
I love it.
Somehow.
I don't love
it.
I
want to
bathe in that.
Like dirt chocolate chip cookie?
Yeah. And Werther's.
And cashmere. And then a hint of toffee.
And just a little bit of toffee.
Of toffee, yes.
Some brown butter.
Amazing.
What's the most popular scent combination, typically?
We have, for right now, we have balsam fir. People are loving the balsam fir.
A pine candle, man, is my go-to.
Gingerbread, pumpkin spice, maple syrup. We have, you know, all the seasonal scents, but we also have, I would say, one of the most popular scents is Man Cave, which smells like a men's cologne.
Yeah.
And that works well with, like, sandalwood and amber. And so, obviously, on date nights when the men come in, they have many choices. But a lot of women like those scents, too. So those are all really popular.
So I was thinking this was going to be more of a party situation, but it could be a date night. Oh, yeah. You don't have to have a certain amount of people.
No. We do have 16 seats at the bar at any given time. But we do have just a lot of, like, me and you come in as, you know, we're shopping and we go make a candle first, and then we go have lunch, do our shopping, and come back and pick our candle up. So
lovely.
It is not just your party place. It's just, you know, you have an afternoon off and you want to go make yourself a candle.
And what a custom tailored thoughtful gift for somebody. I bought this for you, but I also made this for you.
Absolutely.
With you in mind.
Right now we're filling up with a lot of moms who are bringing their kids in, and they might only make one candle, but the kids kind of came together and made the combination for dad, or, you know, the dads do it for their mom, or that sort of thing. So
Where were you during my young Mother's Day gift? I have young day. Here's another vase I made.
You don't know how many times Rosemary
I ruined Rosemary's Mother's Day.
She
couldn't make a candle.
Big time.
So you have walk-in, and then you can also make an appointment?
Yes, we do. So you can go on our website, Sea Love Iowa, and we have a booking calendar. So you can pick the day, the time, and however many seats you want at the bar at any given time. But, yeah, we do take walk-ins, too, if we're not overloaded at the bar.
Sure.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
Easy. What about our special item today? Well,
Today what you guys are getting...
Studio audience, guess what you're getting?
It's the heaviest table. It takes a second.
It is heavy. Okay, so you guys are going to get either one of our fall candles for fall, or you're going to get one of our most popular scents, which is Sunset Nights or Soleil out of our Bali collection. So, yeah, we do have lots of pre-made candles and other scents. We have hanging diffusers. We have reed diffusers. We have some roll-on perfumes. We have a room mists. We have all kinds of fun boutique items that you can come shop for.
Oh, so it doesn't have to be a candle, per se.
No, you can come do some shopping for something fun for under the tree or buy a gift card. And you guys also will have a 15% off coupon to come try the scent blending experience for yourself.
Awesome.
Fun.
My favorite part is everybody's like, smell it, smell it. They're all passing it around.
Oh, you smell mine.
It smells fantastic.
What a great activity if people have some guests in town.
Very true. If you have family in town, you don't know what to do with them, bring them to Sea Love. We use 100% natural soy wax, so it's healthy for everybody to breathe and for young ones and for pets.
Lovely. Yes. Any special hours with the upcoming holiday?
We are at our regular hours, so just look for us online. But we are 11 to 6 on Friday and 10 to 6 on Saturday.
And where do we find you in Marion?
We are right up the road on 7th Avenue here on the main drag, so right across from Mix or Hipster. We're right across the street.
Perfect.
I like that most of our locations today have been in proximity to food.
Yes.
Right? That's so important.
Books, Pizza Hut,
you know,
candles, mix, sushi.
Exactly.
It's perfect. Audience, give it up one more time. That's Joni Evans from Sea Love.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joni.
It's the Morning Scramble. Merry Christmas. Z102.9.
Looking forward to Shop Small Saturday. Snow likely.
What?
I know.
You know what?
Let's just say
actually,
light snow.
Kind of perfect because we got the ice skating rink, the little loop in Marion
yes.
just opened up. A little mm-hmm. light snow, a little shopping bag in your hand.
Yes.
Oh, I can see it now.
Highs of 32. And pray tell, Claire, where am I shopping on this vision that you have on Saturday morning?
Obviously, you are shopping in Marion,
yes.
which we can get you inspired and excited for all that shopping.
Where
with our
in particular?
Favorite things. Our final business to introduce you today is Scout. Scout of Marion and also Scribe. We got Nikki Kettlecamp with us. Hi, Nikki. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing good.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Tell us a little bit about Scout. What can people expect when they walk in your store?
Yeah, how would you describe it besides my wife's favorite thing?
Yeah.
She's been texting me this morning, by the way.
Here's what you should say.
She knows the store inside and out. I mean, from a gift standpoint, you're going to find something for anybody. Fair statement?
That's our goal. I mean, we really try to bring in things that are new. We have things that we always carry that people love. We do. We have a little bit of something for everyone. We have some kitchen goods. We have bar goods. We have coffee, tea, home goods. We have a children's section with Jelly Cat dolls.
Yes, which... I was going to say, that's my nephew's favorite thing. Oh. I think he gets one of the mini Jelly Cats every time they go in.
It's the Jelly Cat thing. Like, I wish I could have invested in Jelly Cat because,
smart.
Wow.
Smart investment.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And then we have jewelry. We even have, I mean, we have some cheese.
You have cheese.
We have cheese, and we have Indian Creek Nature Center eggs. I mean, if I like it or my people like it, we're like, oh, let's bring it in.
Just curated.
Yeah. It's exactly. Almost like
it's
a store of favorite things.
Actually, it is a store of favorite things, 100%. So, because it's everything that we like. It would be silly for us to sell something we don't like.
So, you know? Say you have somebody on your shopping list and it's like, oh my gosh, they're impossible. I never know what to get them. If I come in to Scout, you could probably, or your staff could probably help guide me.
For sure. We have, you know, big sellers that we've had for years that, and one of them is in our giveaway.
Oh.
Today. But like Everlasting Candles, for instance, are something that they're an oil-based candle that is something to get for someone who has everything. Bar goods and bar mixers and all that have been very, very popular always.
Hmm. What? You're the bar guy.
I'm the bar guy. B, I think I've given it to you for Christmas two or three years in a row.
I know. Oh, yeah. Is that yes. why you got the little champagne crystals?
Yeah, exactly.
Good stuff.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think, too, we have a lot of things that are consumable, and people want that. You know,
it always makes a good gift.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. And then they'll think of you when they use it. So,
Nikki, is there a product category or trend that seems to be kind of going up, going into this Christmas season as compared to others?
Definitely. I mean, personal care has always been very, and again, that's like consumables and treating yourself and others. But we've been selling a lot of art kits. We have these watercolor workbooks, and they're so popular.
It's the Morning Scramble. Merry Christmas,
Z102.9. Z102.9, it's 8:24, the Morning Scramble. We've been live all morning in Marion. It's fun to, the town's kind of coming to life behind us.
It is, and it's great to be in front of a live studio audience.
You've had more fun.
I love having a live studio audience. You guys have been fantastic.
Your voice changes.
I know, right, audience?
What?
They love it. I love it.
You need to be selling Emerald's cookware. But Emerald would be next to you.
Yes.
And you're like, watch it, the rotisserie.
And I'd be like, no, you don't say bam, I say bam.
That's how you do it. Emerald wasn't available. Also, he's not located in Marion, so he wasn't invited.
Not invited in.
But we had four lovely guests this morning, and we have made sure everybody in this room is walking out with something from each one of those companies this
Absolutely.
Morning.
Big thanks to Marion Chamber, the City of Marion, Medco, Uptown Marion. Thanks for having us and putting this all together. This morning we introduced, yes, put your hands together for them. This morning we introduced you to Mode, Swamp Fox Bookstore, Sea Love, and Scout, and Scribe, bonus. Lots of different locations in the town of Marion where you can get your holiday shopping started, get your inspiration.
And actually the first little doses of surprise they had included the Eat Shop. We made sure to get some breakfast from there and some cheesecake. And then courtesy of the Morning Scramble, we popped over to Marion Chocolates. And everybody has some chocolates in front of them as well.
Yeah, lots of little goodies this morning.
This is that awkward point where the meal is done. We don't have enough beds for them to all take naps.
But wouldn't a nap be great?
A nap would be great. But we still have like an hour and a half more of work.
More morning scramble to come.
I know. It's basically at this point, they could just kind of watch us do our jobs at this point.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. But this wraps up our first ever morning scramble favorite thing.
Thanks to everybody.
Thank you,
for
studio
enjoying.
Audience.
And bam!
And then bam!
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric, your friends and neighbors. Z102.9.
Z102.9, it's 8:53 now with the Morning Scramble. Do I need to be quiet now that we're back in
an
empty library?
No, it's just weird. After we wrapped up the kind of live studio audience portion of the Morning Scramble's favorite things in Marion at the public library, we're just, it's like a couple of people just sitting.
Does this feel like the quiet before Thanksgiving?
Kind of.
Like it's Wednesday night. You've prepped a few things, but people aren't over at the house yet.
Per Martha Stewart, we said we're eating at 2, and it's about 1 o'clock, and nobody's there yet, but
right.
Like we're ready to go. That's kind of the mentality of right now.
Yeah.
And I'm glad because my family did a little pre-Thanksgiving this past weekend, so I got a little foreshadowing of what's going to be on the plate.
Yeah.
Which there's the things that you expect.
Was it
right?
A pretty traditional pre-Thanksgiving?
Pretty traditional. There were some, there's liberties that are taken. There's a new, my niece did a really cool, tart that was like an onion tart. It was
an onion tart?
Yes, yes.
So that's a side dish?
Puff pastry. It was a little appetizer. It was very fancy.
Oh.
Yes.
Shannon always comes in hot with asparagus wrapped in prosciutto.
Oh, that's fancy.
That's very fancy.
So we got some cream corn this year.
Yeah.
And we had a spicy.
A casserole or just a cream corn?
A cream corn.
Lovely.
I always get flack for sweet potatoes.
It's not my flavor, but it seems to be that you never hear of a sweet potato as a side dish except for Thanksgiving.
I know. And you know what? I want more sweet potatoes in my life. I don't know why.
Can I fix this for you?
What?
The sweet potato people need to talk to the Brussels sprout people because Brussels sprouts used to suck.
And
nobody,
now they are sexy.
Sexy Brussels
sprouts.
That's
a sexy vegetable.
Yes, yeah. So sweet potatoes. And by the way, sweet is already in the name. It's basically a stripper name.
I know.
Sweet potatoes.
You just need an agent, sweet potatoes.
Yes.
You got to work on branding for sweet potatoes.
If you get better branding,
yes.
Maybe if you try them with honey and sriracha, I don't know what will help the sweet potato.
I feel like if you put hot honey on, hot honey goes
right
in
now,
everything now.
Agreed.
Right? I bet sweet
That's
potatoes.
That's another stripper name. Sweet potato.
I'm hot honey.
This is my friend, sexy asparagus, and my other friend, sweet potatoes.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
9:07 now, the Morning Scramble. We got Dan Snarek Hansen.
I'm Claire.
Claire. Street teamer Marcy.
Ooh, ooh.
And special guest.
Ashley Osborne.
Hi.
From the Marion Public Library. I am so glad you had just a minute. You just peeked in like, oh, hey, how is everybody doing? Because our live studio audience kind of cleared out of here. But the library just opened for the day, and you guys have so many
regulars.
Services. Regulars that came in immediately as soon as the door opened.
We did.
Because you have a number of fantastic services for the community.
We do, yeah.
What's a typical Tuesday like? Let's say it's not a holiday week.
I don't know if there ever is a typical day.
There's
at the
just
library.
So many different things here.
No such thing as a typical day.
Every day is filled with so many different things and so many wonderful people. We could be doing anything from having a story time program to a senior social hour to game time. It just kind of varies from day to day. Obviously, people are coming in to get their materials for the Thanksgiving holiday, games
Which
and puzzles.
I have to imagine even your things checkout. Right?
Mm-hmm.
There could be some special pans for the season.
Yes, yeah. Special cake pans. Cookbooks are really popular this time of year.
Oh, yeah.
One of our coworkers rented Wicked from you.
Oh,
so she
awesome.
Could catch up before she goes to see Wicked all, for good.
There you go.
Yes. So many options. One of the things that came up during Favorite Things, we were making fun of my lack of artistic ability.
Was a
paint-by-number
so potential
item that I think Scout had for sale. And you were quick to point out that you actually have a watercolors class, which is just a nice example of the variety of classes that you have here.
Yeah, so we have an adult paint-by-numbers program coming up in December. Registration is required for that. Hasn't opened yet. It'll open at the beginning of December. But we thought, you know, you're feeling overwhelmed for the holidays. You want to lean into the nostalgia with a paint by numbers. You can come to the library and do that.
But there's wine served as well. Did you say something about wine?
I heard wine.
According to the event description, there will be apple cider and mulled wine. And we'll also provide the paint, pre-printed mold canvas, wine, and brushes. So we've got everything you need to have a great time at the library.
Absolutely. That's kind of like what the library does for people, right? Bring people together, a little sense of community. You kind of understand what people are doing right now. I'm sure that families are really busy right now, and it's a great space if you've got family visiting to come and check out. It's kind of show off your town.
Absolutely. We love to be the heart of Marion. We love to be a community hub for so many people, whether that's residents who live here or family visiting from out of town. We will be open this weekend, so while you're doing your Small Business Saturday shopping, you can stop by the library for a fun activity.
Oh, great.
Yeah, wonderful.
And if you've got a group or club and space is something that you guys need, this space was great for us, the big two classrooms. Let's leave people with a website or just whether to learn more about everything you guys offer. Where should we send them?
Yeah, marionpubliclibrary.org is where you want to be.
Easy enough. Ashley, thanks so much.
Of course.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes!
B102.9.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
This past weekend, Tara Reid was spotted leaving a bar in Chicago. Now, this is a hotel bar, and it was noted that she was leaving this location because she was leaving on a stretcher.
That's not a good look
for
the bar or her.
No, for nobody. TMZ got some video of Tara. She was in the hotel lobby. This was about midnight on a Sunday morning, and she was, like, not coherent at all. She was unable to stand. She wasn't making any sense. They tried to get her a wheelchair, but she slid off the wheelchair. So they, you know, they call an ambulance.
That's
put her on a stretcher.
No muscle control, right, basically?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly.
She's so, made out of jello.
Unfortunately for Tara Reid, she has a history of some substance abuse. So, of course, everyone's assumption when they see that TMZ video is, uh-oh, Tara Reid's off the wagon. But she says, nay, nay. She says that she was drugged. She said she ordered one drink that night, and she went out for a smoke break before she was finished with her beverage. She came back, and there was a cocktail napkin on the top of her drink.
That's not unusual. I've seen it before where you make contact with the bartender. I'm going out, I'm going to put a coaster or something on it, or they do that. Unusual, though, she left her drink open.
Yes.
That's just a bad decision. But you would presume that then that's just like this universal sign that somebody was looking out for you.
Right.
And put the napkin or whatever on top of the drink.
But clearly they weren't looking because she claims that somebody drugged her. She says she came back, she finished her drink, and the next thing she knew, she was in the hospital. One beverage. She issued a statement. She has since filed a police report, and her people say that she urges everyone to be careful, watch your drinks, and never leave them unattended because this can happen to anyone.
Well, and considering going into the busiest night at most bars, which is tomorrow night, that is very important.
Absolutely. Also, something that you're probably going to be doing this weekend is seeing Wicked for good, right? Once you see this movie, though, it's like that. This is the end of the Wicked series. It's been a fun ride.
So if you think so, there was Wizard of Oz.
Yep.
Disney did a Return to Oz.
The Wiz.
You've had the two Wicked movies. And then there was one more that Disney did with like James Franco.
My favorite.
So I would think like book closed. We're done with The Wizard of Oz.
But for people like you and I, like, there's just so many people who love The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
It's like, what can we look forward to in the future to get us back to that magical land of Oz? And I'm here to tell you folks that there are not one, but two Wizard of Oz horror movies on the way.
Scary Oz?
Scary. The first one is called Gale, Yellow Brick Road, and it hits theaters February 11th. In this one, Dorothy is a reclusive old lady, and her granddaughter discovers the secret of Oz, which has become a terrifying playground for malevolent forces beyond her imagination.
Like the winged monkeys go bad, or the winky guards, or what?
So you can watch it on YouTube right now. There's a trailer. It looks like it actually has potential. Like, it looks like kind of a high-class horror movie.
As horror movies go?
Yeah, and to me, it looks like the Scarecrow, although scary, is a friend, but the Munchkins have, there's something wrong with the Munchkins.
Did you say the granddaughter?
Yes.
So she works her way back to Oz somehow.
She gets back to Oz, okay. But Oz seems hyper-realistic. I don't know. I didn't see a lot of the Emerald City.
Is it more like the HBO prison TV show Oz?
It's Dr. Oz, so it's pretty scary. The second Wizard of Oz horror movie is like standard classic slasher flick. It's called Dorothy, The Haunting of Oz, and it follows a group of college basketball players on Halloween night who are attacked by terrifying versions of Dorothy and Dorothy's friends, as well as serial killer clowns.
God, pause.
Yeah.
There are no clowns in any of the Wizard of Oz stories.
Oh, excellent point. Thank you.
Thank you.
But clowns are just universally scary. So
unpause. You're right.
Don't think this one doesn't sound as like credible as the other one. Gale, Yellow Brick Road. I mean, this is an old story, so you know, once these stories enter into public domain, they're up for grabs and you can mess with them and
if
turn them into horror
movies. If you're playing basketball, aren't you faster than a man made out of metal and another man made out of straw?
Well, if that man has an axe.
Yeah, good. Yeah. I can't deny the logic there.
Nope, he's got an
axe.
Dang it. He's scary. Okay, and this is the most, now for Z's. Peas. It's been about 12 years since Justin Bieber was caught using a restaurant mop bucket as his personal restroom.
Hey, when you gotta go, you gotta go.
But, you know, Justin's grown up since then. He has gotten it together. He was a bad boy for a while, but he's a dad now.
He's a good Canadian.
However, now he was photographed relieving himself on a golf course in Palm Springs, California on Sunday. Unfortunately, you know, he's Justin Bieber, so naturally the paparazzi are there and they're getting pictures.
Judge's ruling, it's okay to pee on a golf course.
Excuse me, are you the judge on this one?
As a guy who grew up across the street from a golf course and has peed on many a golf course, yes.
Okay. Well, I'll just let you know, Your Honor, that it is a misdemeanor offense in California. It can result in a $1,000 fine.
It's
and
Your Honor.
Your Honor. Up to 6 months in jail for public urination.
Technically, if you're on a public course, that is public urination.
True. And I don't know if he was on a public course, or it could have been a private course.
Now, so I will tell you this.
He wishes it was a more private course.
It's frowned upon on a private course, that's for sure.
It is frowned upon.
Yes.
But it's private. It's all supposed to be private. Dang it. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at kzia.com.
Okay, have a good day.